So this patient has a diagnosis of Cushing's syndrome. The etiology, we do not have enough information here. In other words, could this patient be taking exogenous glucocorticoids such as prednisone for the treatment of an autoimmune disease? Could this patient have Cushing disease, which is an ACTH-secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary? Could it be a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma secreting ACTH? Could it be an adrenal cortical adenoma secreting cortisol? Could it be adrenal cortical hyperplasia? So many different potential etiologies here. But when we look at the answer choices, an important detail you need to know for USMLE is that glucocorticoids, whether we're talking endogenous cortisol or exogenous prednisone as an example, glucocorticoids all carry a fractional mineralocorticoid effect, which means a fractional effect similar to aldosterone. So on one end of the spectrum, we have glucocorticoids with a very weak mineralocorticoid effect. They're very unlike aldosterone. And this would include drugs such as prednisone, hydrocortisone, okay, dexamethasone. On the other end of the spectrum, we have glucocorticoids that have very strong mineralocorticoid effect. They're very similar to aldosterone, such as fludrocortisone. And that's actually the treatment for Addison disease, where you have a low aldosterone in addition to low cortisol, where it's primary hypoadrenalism, the adrenal glands hyposecreting diffusely. So looking at the question here, this patient has Cushing's syndrome. We say, okay, regardless of whether it's high endogenous cortisol or if this patient's taking exogenous prednisone, we could expect potentially a low serum potassium, which is the correct answer, choice B, because that could be seen with fractional mineralocorticoid effect. Now, this isn't something I'm just making up or being creative with. This is a high yield detail for the NBME exams. So in particular, internal medicine for step two, because this is a more challenging detail where you'll get a question where a patient has Cushing's syndrome and you'll see the potassium's 3.0. Like they might tell you the patient has an adenoma seen on CT scan of the abdomen and has Cushing's syndrome. Like it's obvious the patient has Cushing's. And then you'll see the potassium's 3.0. And I'll ask the student, I'll say, why is the potassium 3? Normal range being 3.5 to 5. And they're like, not really sure. It's because the cortisol has fractional mineralocorticoid effect. So at high levels, chronically, high cortisol can function to kick out potassium distally in the kidney, similar to aldosterone. And I point this out because in Cushing's syndrome, you should be aware for USMLE that patients can have isolated hypokalemia. Okay. So don't go start chasing, like, does this patient actually have like Kahn syndrome or something? Is it high aldosterone? No, it's not. Just be aware that whether the patient's taking exogenous glucocorticoids or whether he or she has Cushing's syndrome, that high cortisol can cause hypokalemia. Okay. So, answer is decreased serum potassium. Looking at the other answer choices, choice A, decreased serum bicarbonate. That would be wrong because fractional mineralocorticoid effect would only function to increase serum bicarb, not decrease it, let alone the fact that bicarb will be normal in Cushing's anyway. Choice C, decreased serum T4. This is not hypothyroidism. Tangentially, not impossible that in patients who have autoimmune disease, let's say a diffuse hyperplasia of the adrenal gland, more autoimmune related, that can increase the risk of other autoimmune phenomena like Hashimoto. So that could be a stretch, okay, in another type of question. Like if they gave you patient was Addison disease and they say, what's the patient at increased risk of? The answer could be hypothetically Hashimoto or rheumatoid arthritis, some other autoimmune disease, but it's just not our answer here. And then we look at choice D, increased serum renin. If anything, Cushing's can cause hypertension, okay? So renin would be suppressed. Now, the reason for hypertension in high glucocorticoid levels is because glucocorticoids upregulate alpha-1 receptors on vascular endothelium. So once those alpha-1 receptors are increased in number, norepinephrine, epinephrine just come in and do their job, agonize those receptors, cause peripheral vasoconstriction. And then our choice E, increased urinary sodium. That's wrong because if we have fractional mineralocorticoid effect at the kidney, we're retaining urinary sodium rather than excreting it. So we would expect decreased urinary sodium. So that's pretty much it, okay? The fractional mineralocorticoid effect of the kidney for glucocorticoids, and it's only going to present on USMLE with an isolated hypokalemia. So don't be surprised by that detail. That's it.